Navy. The United States Navy brings you the adventures of Babe Ruth. And here to tell you about the immortal Babe is the man who knew him so well, his pal, the popular sports reporter, Steve Martin.
Never change horses in midstream, say the wise men. And never change bat boys in the middle of a hot pennant race, say the ball players. But the big fellow defied tradition and took on a gigantic job that almost wrecked him. We'll bring you the exciting story in just a moment. But first, a brief word from your friend, Jackson Beck. Come aboard, Jack.
Okay, Steve, and thanks. I'd like to ask all of you young fellows a question. Do you know what adventure is? Well, it's what every red-blooded young American craves more than anything else. It's seeing and knowing the strange and exciting places of the world, the far cities where customs and dress and habits are different and challenging. Adventure is seeing new places, going new places. And the place to find adventure is in the United States Navy, where you get good pay, fine food, and the best of medical attention, while at the same time, you know you're working toward real security with the Navy's liberal retirement pay. More than that, you have a chance to learn any one of many Navy skills, and learn them so perfectly, you'd be in great demand in civilian life. So if you're over 17, and you want adventure plus these many other advantages, join the United States Navy. See the friendly officer in charge of your local Navy recruiting office and see him right away. And now, back to Steve Martin and the adventures of Babe Ruth.
One of the unwritten laws of baseball states that when your team's winning, you don't make any changes in personnel or anything else. You mustn't even change your toothbrush. So when the Yankees, leading the league by a scant half game, were packing for their final Western trip of the season, Babe Ruth practically started a riot when he walked into the clubhouse. He had a thin, pale, freckled-faced kid with him, about 14 years old.
Hey, just a minute, fellas. Hey, fellas, quiet a minute.
Yeah, what's up, Babe?
Now, look, fellas, don't blow your tops. But it just happens that our regular bat boy, Eddie, can't make this trip with us.
What do you mean he can't make this trip?
So, we fixed it up, Eddie and I, for Tony here. That's Tony Bellow, to make the trip and handle the bats. Tony knows all about being a bat boy, don't you, Tony?
Sure I do, Babe. You bet.
Now, just a minute,
boy.
Babe. I don't
hey,
like
go
this.
On outside now and help old Sam load the bats into a cab. I'll be out right away.
Okay. Oh,
what's the idea, Babe, huh? What'd you do to Eddie?
I didn't do anything to him, Red.
Oh, no? Then where is he?
Well, I don't know exactly.
The heck you don't. Eddie didn't say anything this afternoon about not making the trip. What goes on here, huh?
Look, I told you, Red. Something came up suddenly, and Eddie can't make the trip. So we picked Tony
Bellow. Yeah. I mean, you picked him. How much you care if we win the pennant? You get such a big salary now, you don't need the extra World Series, though.
Yeah, who said we're not going to win the pennant?
We can't win without Eddie. He's been handling the bats all through our winning streak. He's got to keep on, or the streak will be broken.
Oh, that's a lot of superstitious hooey.
Yeah, well, it's true, and you know it. But you can't get away with this, Babe, so you'd better get rid of this Tony kid and have Eddie on that train.
I tell you, Eddie can't go, and that's final. And what's more, Hug okayed Tony to make the trip. So that's that.
Okay, Babe, now we're alone. The players are in the diner. Come on, now give me the lowdown.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. You fix it for Eddie the Bat Boy not to make this trip and for Tony Bellow to take his place. Why'd you do it?
Don't ask me, Steve. I can't tell you.
Do you realize what you've done? You've turned the whole club, your own teammates, against you. If they lose the pennant, they'll blame you. They're saying already that you don't want them to win for some reason. And that kind of thing can ruin even you, Babe.
We'll win.
I'm not so sure now. Ball players are the most superstitious guys in the world. Why, without Eddie the Bat Boy, the team might start slipping.
Oh, this flag is in the bag. You'll see, Steve.
Well, it's two out in the first half of the ninth inning now, and the Yankees are behind 3-1. Well, it's up to Red Healy now, and here comes the pitch. Red swings, and it's an easy pop-up right behind the plate. The catch is under it. He has it, and the Yankees lose.
Special to New York World. Following five straight defeats since they left New York, dissension has broken out among the Yankee players. Babe Ruth seems to be the target of his teammates' resentment, and it is an open secret that he and Red Healy have engaged in two fistfights in the clubhouse. Unless a miracle occurs, the Yankees' hopes for a pennant this year are doomed.
I want you to send me back home, Babe.
Send you home? Why, Tony, aren't you having a good time?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, it's like heaven traveling with you and the Yankees. I mean, it was. But now the team is losing, and Red Healy says it's my fault. He says...
That Red. Now, look, don't pay any attention to him, Tony. He's in a slump. When ball players are in a slump, they bark at everybody.
But he says I broke the Yankee
luck. Look, forget it, I said, kid. As soon as we cinch the pennant, Red will be patting you on the back and saying you're our mascot.
You mean we are going to win the pennant, Babe? Even though we're down to second place now?
Of course we are, Tony. You're going to be the bat boy for a championship club. How's that?
Oh, boy, if you say so, Babe, I know we'll win. Boy, am I happy. I got to get back to the clubhouse now. So long.
Now, what kind of baloney was that, Babe? You know the Yanks won't win this year.
Oh, yes, we will, Steve. We've got to now, even if I have to carry the whole club on my back.
Well, that was just what the big fellow started to do. Carry the team on his back to victory. In Detroit, he personally won three games by larruping four home runs and three triples. Chicago, the big fellow led the Yanks to another three wins. And in St. Louis, he hit a homer in each game. The Yankees, looking as if they didn't believe it, swept that series and were tied for first place with the Red Sox. Went back east to Boston for a three-game series that would decide the pennant and ran head-on into calamity. The big fellow broke up the first game with a triple, then had to be helped off the field. He'd given those spindly legs of his a terrible pounding in the last couple of weeks, and now he was out of the next two games.
Well, there's a high fly to left field. Lewis is under it. Andy has it, and the Red Sox win. Now, if they win the final game tomorrow, and the Yankees, without Babe Ruth, will have to play a lot better than they did today to stop them, the Red Sox will be American League champions.
Our goose was cooked the day we started this trip when Babe ditched Eddie, the bat boy. If the big fella hadn't got hurt in the first game, something else would have happened.
Yeah, I think you're
he
right.
Put the hex on us when he got rid of Eddie. And I say Babe did it because he didn't want us to win.
Yeah.
He cooked up some deal for himself, I'll bet. You're all wet, Red.
What? Eddie. Oh, it's Eddie.
Yeah, it's me, Eddie. I'm here to tell you guys you're a bunch of bums and quitters.
Why?
What are you
doing?
The big fella gets you up to this big series, but when he gets lame from carrying the whole club, you lay down and quit.
Now, take it easy, Eddie.
You say Babe jinxed you when he got little Tony Bello to carry the bats instead of me. Well, I'm going to tell you why the big fella fixed it for Tony to make this trip instead of me. Tony's got rheumatic fever.
Huh?
He's gonna die.
Oh, no.
You're not kidding, are you?
His doctor told Babe the only thing that could keep Tony alive a little longer was if he had some big thing to live for. Well, Tony was always crazy about the big fellow and the Yankees. So Babe got the idea of making him bat boy in this last trip. And he promised we'd win the pennant so Tony could be bat boy for a championship club.
Oh.
Babe would have done it, too, if you guys hadn't let him down.
Yeah, but why didn't the big fella tell us, Eddie, huh?
Because Tony doesn't know how sick he is. And the big fella didn't want to take any chances of his finding out.
Oh.
Do you know where Tony is now?
No, where?
He's in the hospital.
The hospital?
Yeah, the Babe's with him, trying to cheer him up. But Tony figures he's to blame for Babe not being able to play and for the Yankees to lose. You bright boys gave him that idea.
Yeah, we'd have known the Babe should have tipped us off.
Well, you know now. And get this. Tony's going to be listening to that game today on the radio. The game that'll decide whether he's a bat boy for a championship club or a gang of yellow soreheads. Now, which is it going to be?
Folks, what a ball game this is. The last of the 10th inning, Boston at bat and two Boston runners on the bases. The Yankees are leading 5-4 as a result of Babe Ruth's pinch hit double. These Yankees are playing fighting heads-up ball today just the way they used to. Those two stops by Red Healy, by the way, were nothing short of sensational. All right. Here comes the pitch to Lewis, the Red Sox left fielder. And Lewis felt it. It's a line drive that's going for a hit. No, no, no. Red Healy went high in the air and spears that drive. Now he's running over to second base. And it's a double play. The game's over. The Yankees win the pennant.
Hey, Babe. Babe, how is he? How's Tony?
Doc says he won't last long, Red.
Oh, gee.
But look, Tony doesn't know it. And don't any of you guys let on.
Hey, don't worry, Babe, we won't. Right, babe. Look, can we see him for a minute, huh?
Yeah. Come on. Tony? Tony? Red Healy and all the rest of the boys are here.
Oh, hi, gang.
Hi, Tony.
We did it today, didn't we? Just like Babe said we would.
Yeah, we sure did, kid. And look, this is the ball we won the pennant with. We all autographed it, see? And we wrote on it. to our good luck bat boy, Tony Bello. Here it is, Tony. It's just for you.
Gee, thanks, Red. Thanks, fellas. Well, I'll keep this ball as long as I live.
Thanks again, Steve Martin, for bringing us all another of your exciting adventures of Babe Ruth.
You're certainly welcome, Jack. It's one of the things that I enjoy most in life, talking about the big fellow and about the Navy. You see, my own experience in the Navy was so exciting and pleasant and adventurous that I think every red-blooded young man in the country over 17 ought to be part of it. It's the greatest fleet in the world, with the greatest ships and the greatest crews. I can think of no finer career for any young man.
I agree, Steve. Particularly when a Navy man gets all the things that the Navy gives him. Excellent pay, a chance to learn one of the many Navy skills that are so valuable in civilian life. Good housing, good food, expert free medical care, and under the Navy's liberal retirement plan, a lifelong security after a few years of service. Then if you fellows are interested in sports, as you probably are, you'll want to know that the Navy's sports program is one of the biggest in the world. Navy men are playing baseball, football, basketball, any sport you can mention, ashore and afloat, all over the world. Sports are part of the regular Navy life. So think it over. The Navy can be a fine, profitable, and exciting career for you. Why not stop in and see the officer in charge of your local Navy recruiting office? He'll be glad to give you all the details. Steve, what have you got for us next week?
Well, Jack, next week I want to tell you about a screwball to end all screwballs. This character's name was Dizzy Coy. And before he finished one of the shortest and wackiest careers in baseball history, the Yankees and yours truly were pricing straitjackets.
The Adventures of Babe Ruth is written by Ben Peter Freeman, produced by Woody Close, directed by Ronald Dawson, and presented by the United States Navy.